Hello again. This is Rod Conybear bringing you another adventure with Leo in the wonderful country, made available to this station by the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for all children and all those grown-ups who once were children. Today we meet such interesting characters as Seymour Snake, Priscilla Pigeon, and After the Dragon. Here's Leo's music. You'll remember that Leo is the boy who discovered that if he crawled through the cardboard box in his basement, the one his last tricycle came in, he'd find himself in the wonderful country, a place where it's always summer and crazy and interesting people and creatures live. Well, here's Leo to tell us about a curious celebration called National Laughing Day.
It was last Thursday that everyone celebrated National Laughing Day in the wonderful country. It sure was a crazy experience. I crawled through the cardboard box as usual, just expecting to play with some of my wonderful country friends until dinner time. It was a bright summer day in the wonderful country, like always. And the first thing I did was to start down the road towards Lifesaver Mountain, because I was thinking of visiting After, the dragon named after his grandmother, who likes to be called After for short. Oh, it sounded like Priscilla Pigeon, the lady pigeon who thought she was so much better than everybody else. Sure enough, there she was, sitting in a gumdrop tree at the side of the road, so I walked over. Hi, Priscilla.
Why, if it isn't Leo, the talking boy.
Hey, Priscilla, what is it?
How are you today, Leo?
Something funny, Priscilla? My shirt tail hanging out?
No, it's nothing like that.
Oh, come on, Priscilla, what is it? Is my face dirty?
No.
Tell me what you're laughing at. Tell me what's wrong with me.
What's wrong with you? The fact is, if you really want to know, for my money, you're a mop-haired, middle-class, arrogant, sarcastically smiley little savage, the like of which there are many too much around these days. Modern little twerps like you don't wait until they're spoken to before they speak.
You really mean that?
I certainly do. In the good old days, in which I tried to keep my mind at all costs, children were little pets who trembled with joy at a grown-up smile and wept buckets of tears at their frowns. Children nowadays behave as if they had all the rights of a human being. For shame, you devilish little modern kid.
Heck, Priscilla, the feeling's mutual.
There, you see, Leo, you speak right up to an old pigeon like me as if you didn't have to take my insults and invective.
Well, I don't see why I should have to take your insults and... and whatever that other thing is. I think you're a nasty old sourpuss of a person. In fact, that's what I wanted to know about.
What?
Well, now I forget. But it had something to do with whatever you were doing before you started to insult me.
I was merely telling you, Leo, what was wrong with you, seeing as how you asked me.
That's it. You were laughing so hard. Why were you laughing?
Oh, so that's what you wanted to know. Well, nothing to do with being amused. Today is simply National Laughing Day.
National Laughing Day?
King Fatso IV has decreed this day every year as National Laughing Day.
Why?
Oh, he wants everybody to be happy at least one day a year. So even if you've been sad all year, you must laugh it up today.
Well, what happens if you don't?
Well, the pleasure police will arrest you and put you in jail for a week.
The pleasure police?
Mm-hmm. They're cruising around today in their squad cars looking for creatures and people who aren't laughing.
Hey, what's that?
And woe betide the... Oh, Leo, yes, that's the pleasure police. It must be. Leap behind the New Year's bush if you don't want to be arrested for not laughing.
Oh, okay.
There, Leo.
I jumped into the New Year's bush and screwed all those noise mix and news on New Year's Eve. And I crouched there while Priscilla laughed and the squad car went by.
My goodness. All this good humor puts me in a grumpy mood.
Say, I wonder where the pleasure police were going.
Well, they seem to be headed for the road that goes up Lifesaver Mountain.
Hey, you don't suppose they're going to arrest After the Dragon?
Someone may have reported him as a non-laugher. You can't even trust your best friends on National Laughing Day. It brings out the worst in them, you know.
Maybe I better go up and see if he's all right. I climbed at Lifesaver Mountain, stopping halfway up to fill my pockets with some peppermint pebbles, and then I came to After's cave entrance, and I was very happy to hear...
Titter, titter, giggle, giggle, snicker, snicker, cackle, cackle.
Hi, After. You writing a new poem?
Oh, mercy me, no, Leo. It's National Laughing Day, and I've got to be sure that I'm laughing in case the pleasure police come by. Horse laugh, chortle, guffaw.
Is that you laughing, After?
Oh, yes. You see, we poets deal with words, and that's the way you write down laughter. Chuckle, chuckle, and likewise, smirk. Hoot, hoot.
Hoot?
Haven't you heard someone say he hooted with laughter?
Oh, I guess so.
Gales, gales, gales.
Gales?
Gales of laughter.
Oh, sure.
Belly, belly, belly.
Belly?
Belly laughs.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hey. What? Hey, is that the pleasure police again?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Quick, join me in laughter. Chortle, chortle.
Oh, titter,
laugh,
titter. A giggle, 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 chuckle, chuckle.
Sergeant Sheriff of the pleasure police here. We've had a report of a non-laughing snake. Have any of you seen him? Hey?
Uproarious. Oh, no, Sergeant. We've been here all day convulsed with laughter. Har, 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 har. Not to mention ho, ho, ho.
Okay. Thank you anyhow.
Tee hee, chortle, chortle. Beaming smile. Beaming smile. Hey?
Do you suppose it could be our old friend, Seymour Snake?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Leo.
Oh, but he likes to laugh.
Seymour is one of those creatures that only likes to do what he wants to do. It's very possible that just because he's supposed to laugh today, he won't crack a grin or show a fang.
Yeah, I think you've got something there. Oh, I hope they don't catch him. Well, I guess I might as well get going. It's getting on towards supper time.
Bye-bye, Leo. Glee, glee, and sardonic guffaw.
Oh, yeah. Ho, ho, and belly laugh to you, After. So I walked down the mountain again and started toward the cardboard box. I was just passing the Turkish Delight trees when...
He's behind that roast beef melon, Doc. Get the net over here.
I ran to the side of the road and I looked down into the field of roast beef melons. In a wonderful country, roast beef grows in big sort of melon-like things. And there was the policeman and a man in a white coat chasing around the field with a big butterfly net.
Here goes!
The man in the white coat jumped toward the ground trying to catch something with his net.
No, I missed.
There he goes.
And I saw Seymour Snake trying to get away into the woods. I could tell it was him for sure because of his red and white polka dots. The man started after him again, and I started down into the field, and Seymour was heading for a clump of horseradish vines.
Get him before he gets into the woods. Out! He stunned himself against the horseradish jar. The net, quick.
Where am I? I see stars. In fact, I think that's the Big Dipper.
Oh, the Dipper fell right on top of me.
Hey, you guys, don't you be mean to that snake.
We've got you now, non-laughing snake. Whereas the king has decreed that today is National Laughing Day, and whereas all his subjects must laugh it up, and whereas you are obviously not laughing, I declare you to be out of order.
What do you mean out of order? I always make this noise when I move.
Legal steps must be taken to induce compliance with the king's decree. As officer in charge, I hereby delegate my authority to Dr. X.
Dr. X who?
Oh, no, I'm Dr. XU.
Well, that's a funny name, Dr. XU.
Well, that's what I call myself for short. The full name is Dr. XU Berent. But people have trouble spelling Berent. Some people can't even spell X.
Well, what are you going to do with Seymour, Doctor?
Well, when we find a non-laugher, I must apply the proper scientific tests to see if laughter can be induced.
Well, how can you make someone laugh?
To begin, I use the rapid-fire technique.
Don't let them shoot me, Leo.
No, jokes. Not bullet snake, rapid-fire jokes. All right, here we go. A man who sells lotion to cure baldness is in a hair-raising profession.
Ooh.
If you want to start a bakery, you have to first raise the dough.
Hmm.
The young man asked the father for his daughter's hand, but the father insisted that he take Oliver.
Huh?
It was raining cats and dogs, and I stepped in the poodle. You've never seen an elephant fly because the horse fly is the largest fly there is. Boy. He didn't laugh once, did he?
Well, I don't blame him. Those are corny jokes.
I'll give him one more chance. He's a snake. Here's a snake joke. Why is a snake like a rat?
Well, I don't know. Why is a snake like a rat?
Because a rat lives in a rat hole, and a snake ends in a rat hole.
That's got to be the worst joke I ever heard.
Look, Seymour, Can't you laugh anyhow, so just so they won't put you in jail?
I got up on the wrong side of my snake pit today, Leo. There's not a chortle in my entire 4 feet of polka dots.
Then, officer, I guess there's only one more chance for him.
Right, doctor. I'll get Bertha.
Who's Bertha?
Oh, we always have Bertha with us in the squad car for serious cases like this snake. If she can't make anybody laugh, then it's jail for sure.
Well, what kind of jokes does Bertha tell?
Oh, none.
Oh, is she funny looking?
Not particularly, no.
Well, then how's she going to make Seymour laugh?
Well, you just hope for his sake that she does. In fact, hope for your sake that she makes you laugh.
Me?
I just realized you're suffering from non-laughing also. You didn't even crack a boyish, freckle-faced grin when I told those hilarious jokes.
You mean you might arrest me, too?
Certainly, if Bertha doesn't turn the trick.
Well, but I have to get home for dinner or my mom will be worried.
Oh, here comes Bertha now.
Bertha was a big, fat lady with a big, round face. And she was coming down the hill with the officer. Hey, haven't I seen Bertha somewhere before?
Bertha has posed for many pictures.
Oh, where?
In front of fun houses at fairs and carnivals.
Hey, that's right. She's that big fat lady whose mouth opens and she laughs all the time.
That's just what she's going to do now. Hello, Bertha. Okay, Bertha, here we are. Now get ready. These are very serious cases, Bertha. Look straight at these two right here.
So Bertha stepped back a bit. She looked awfully serious, and I didn't see how Seymour and I would ever laugh at her. And she opened her mouth and... Ah, oh, that's crazy, just to have that lady laugh at us.
Oh, yes? Laughter is infectious, son.
Infectious?
Yes, sir. Laughter is infectious, and that's like catching germs from someone else. It's contagious. You are going to catch laughter from Bertha, or I miss my bet. Both of you.
That's what the kid was hoping. You mean she's just going to stand there and laugh at us? Just laugh at us? Look at these snakes. She's so fat. She's like a bowl full of jelly.
It's just the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Hey,
seen.
Bertha, how long are you going to keep that up? Oh, look, her eyes are starting to water.
She's not funny. She's ugly.
Jiggling.
Look at her.
Hey, Bertha. Bertha, you're crazy. There's nothing that funny.
Crazy.
Hey, Leo,
right.
Leo, it's funny to watch Bertha laughing.
I know.
Like,
it's funny the craziest thing I ever saw in my whole life.
It's funny to work
great big
squirrel.
She's so big and black.
You and Bertha did it again, Doc. They're rolling on the ground.
Okay, Bertha. Another successful treatment. Back to the squad car and off to trap more misguided non-laughers.
Seymour and I laughed until the tears rolled down our cheeks. Finally, we did stop, and I said so long, and I went back to the cardboard box. Infectious. Laughter was infectious. That was an interesting word. When I got back home, guess what? Mom had sausages again. Ugh.
So there you have another adventure with Leo in the Wonderful Country, a program made available to this station by the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for all kids and ex-kids everywhere. Our program is produced by Annette Gibson, with technical operation by Brian Wood, sound effects by Alex Sheridan and Bill Roach. Leo is played by Jackie White. My name is Rod Conybear. I'm here because I write the stories and play all the other parts, including that of Priscilla Pigeon, who now says to you, be one of the best people and listen to Leo in the Wonderful Country next time.